Welcome to the Property Magic Podcast. My name is Simon Zucci, and in this podcast, I'm going to deep dive into the property investing strategies and investor mindset from my book, Property Magic. I will also share real estate investing hints, tips, and tricks, which I normally only share on my Property Mastermind Mentorship. Hello, and welcome to episode number 235 of the Property Magic Podcast. On this episode, I'm going to talk all about tax, or rather, how you can minimize the amount of tax you pay. Now, I know tax is probably not the most interesting of subjects, but please bear with me because it's really important that you understand this. Because if you want to create serious wealth, not only do you need to learn how to make money, you also need to learn how to keep as much of the money that you're making. And one of the ways of doing that is by reducing the amount of tax you pay. Robert Kiyosaki has a great saying. He says, what you know will make you money. What you don't know will cost you money. And I think a lot of people, because they don't really understand the tax laws, probably pay more tax than they should. And that's why you need to work with a really good tax advisor, ideally a property tax specialist who can help you minimize tax. Now, I'm not qualified to give you tax advice, so this is just purely for education purposes, but I want to raise your awareness and make sure you're asking your tax advisor the right questions. So there are different types of tax we're going to talk about, and let's start off by talking about income tax. Now, this is a tax you pay when you earn a salary. And many employers will tax you at source. If you are self-employed or you have your own business, obviously you might know a little bit more about this. So again, not making any assumptions, let me talk about the very basics. So when you think about income tax, you pay different amounts of income tax depending on how much you pay. It's a bit like, imagine a ladder. The higher you go up the ladder, the more you earn, the more you are going to pay. And as you progress up different runs on that ladder, you pay an increased tax rate percentage. So if you're at the very bottom of the ladder and you have a low salary, you're not even on the first run. Let's say the first run is where you become a lower rate taxpayer, which currently is about £12,750. So if you earn less than that, you pay no tax at all. You still need to declare your income, but you won't pay any tax. Once you get to that first run, any income over and above that first £12,750, until you get to the next run on the ladder, you're going to pay 20% tax. And then if you become what's called a higher rate taxpayer, which I think is about £50,000 or over, on the income over the £50,000, when you're on the next run of the ladder, you're going to pay 40% tax. And there's even a level even higher than that, which is 45% tax, but not many people in the UK get to that kind of level. So for most people, you either pay no tax, or you are a lower rate taxpayer, ideally paying 20%, or you're a high rate taxpayer paying 40%. Now, why is this important for you for your property investing? Well, let's say you own a property in your own name, which, by the way, is what the vast majority of people used to do. If you have income coming in from a property, that income is added to your earned income from your job or from your business. So let's say you're a higher rate taxpayer. You're already earning over £50,000 a year. Let's say you have £10,000 of profit coming in from your rental property. On that profit, you would pay 40% tax. So £4,000 of that £10,000 profit, you lose in tax. Now, if you're a lower rate taxpayer, obviously you only lose 20% of that income. So one of the things you can do is if you have a property that's owned with a relationship partner, a husband or wife maybe, and you have it in your own names, what you can actually do is you can change the percentage of beneficial ownership. Instead of both owning 50% of that property, you can actually have it in joint names, but have it so that maybe 99% ownership is in the name of the person who is the lower rate taxpayer, and 1% is the rate of the higher taxpayer. So in fact, you take advantage of the fact that the lower rate taxpayer will only get taxed at 20%. As again, obviously these rates can change over time, and so it's very good to go and Google them or go to HMRC website, and check the latest rates. Now, in April 2017, the UK government introduced something called Section 24. This is when they said, well, unlike any other business, and by the way, they do see property as a business, even if you only have one property, you're supposed to fill in a special form on your tax return, which is a property and land form, to declare any income you have from your property. So they do see it as a business, but they say, well, this particular business, you're not allowed to offset all of the interest costs on your mortgage against the rental income to reduce the profit. So in other words, if you have a property in your own name and you have a mortgage, which the most investors do, and you're a higher rate taxpayer, it means you're going to pay more tax. Now, if you're a lower rate taxpayer, it doesn't actually affect you that much. However, because they calculate the tax in a different way now, adding the rental income from a property to your personal income could push you just into the higher rate tax bracket. So it's really important, if you do have some properties in your own name, that you speak to a property tax accountant who can maybe help you with this. Now, when this came in, many investors decided to get rid of their one or two properties they had and sold them. And this is one of the reasons we see increasing number of landlords looking to sell properties. And people are still doing that. Section 24 came in April 2017, and they phased it in over 4 years. So most people didn't really feel the effect of it for the first couple of years. And also, because interest rates were so low for the best part of a decade after the financial crisis, it means that interest was pretty low anyway, and people didn't really feel the pain. However, if you look at the last 18 months, where interest rates starting in 2022 have actually shot up massively, and some people are paying four times more than they were paying previously on their mortgage, actually now it has a much more significance if you cannot offset that interest against your income. So this is why more and more people are looking to sell their properties. Now, what many people did, they moved the properties into a company. It's possible to do. There are some charges of doing that, but they think going forward, that's going to be the best way of doing it. Some people decided to convert their properties into short-term furnished holiday lets, which actually are allowed to offset the interest, or at least were until the recent budget statement where the Chancellor is getting rid of that FHL relief. And so if you have a property in your own name, a serviced accommodation, you can no longer offset all of the interest. So it's all property in your own name is subject to this effect of Section 24. So that's a little bit about income tax. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is capital gains tax. So capital gains tax is where you own a property that's not your own home, a rental property, and over time, the value of that property has gone up. Now, you only pay capital gains tax if you actually sell that property and crystallize the profit. The tax is worked out on the gain, which is the difference between the purchase price and the sales price, less any selling and buying costs, unless any capital improvements you've made. So for example, if you put an extension on the property, you've added significant value, the cost of doing that, you can also offset that to reduce the amount of taxable gain. On the taxable gain, you will pay tax at whatever your tax rate is, whether a lower or higher rate. Now, the Chancellor has just announced that he's bringing down the higher rate of capital gains tax. It was at 28%, it's now come down to 24% at time of recording this podcast. So I think there'll be even more landlords who might think, you know what, now might be a really good time to sell my property because I'm going to pay less tax on that gain. And so I think you're going to see more landlords bringing property to the market, which might cause the market to come down slightly this summer. Normally in spring and summertime, you see a little bit of boom in the market because lots of people think about moving on to the next property. But I think it might be different this year, but we're going to have to wait and see. Now, a little trick that I want to share with you is that we've talked about this capital gains, which only is paid when you sell the property. So if you never sell the property, you're never going to pay capital gains tax. Why is that? Well, that's because when you die, instead, you're taxed with inheritance tax. And inheritance tax is a higher rate percentage at 40%. However, with some careful planning, years before you die, you can maybe minimize the amount of property in your personal estate and thus reduce the amount of inheritance tax that your beneficiaries are going to pay. Again, a lot of people never think about this. It's in the future. They think it's not going to affect them. Well, the reality is we're all going to die. We never know when it's going to be. So I would highly recommend that you get some advice, particularly if you want to be building a big, valuable portfolio. Don't you want to protect it from inheritance tax? So maybe speak to a tax specialist about that. You should also make sure you have a will in place so that when you pass away, your wishes are respected rather than the government deciding through probate who should benefit from your estate. So really important to get some advice and also get a will in place. Now, if you own a property in your own name and you live there, so it's your primary residence, you pay no capital gains tax at the moment on the disposal of a property. So here's a little idea for you. What many property investors and developers do, they find a property that needs some work doing to it. They go and live in that property as their home. They renovate it over time and they sell it in a few years' time when the value's gone up and they've added value through that development and refurbishment. And then all of the profit is completely tax-free because it's their primary residence. They then go and find another property, a bigger property, they do it again. And this is how people move up the property ladder into bigger and bigger and bigger properties. And they do it very much by reinvesting the profit they made from the sale of a previous property to which they've added value. And they pay no capital gains tax at all, which is really good. Now, the other thing I want to talk to you about is when we die, we pay this inheritance tax, but we can, with some careful planning, mitigate that. So the reality is, there are these three taxes. There's income tax, there's capital gains tax, and inheritance tax, which will affect you as a property investor. Generally, for most people moving forward, buying in a company structure seems to be the most tax efficient way because you can offset all of the interest on the mortgages against your rental income and thus reduce your tax. And obviously you can set up a company such that kids or grandkids are shareholders in that business, and you can pass those assets on in a very tax efficient way. I do suggest you speak to a proper tax accountant who can help you, and ideally a property tax accountant who are actually investing themselves and have a much better understanding of the things you can and can't do as a property investor. So I know it's not always the most interesting of subjects, but if you want to create true wealth, and that's what I want to help you do, you do need to understand a little bit about tax. So until next time, as ever, I encourage you to invest with knowledge, invest with skill. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Property Magic Podcast. To get this week's show notes, please visit www.propertymagicbook.co.uk/podcast. You can contact me via LinkedIn, you can follow me on social media, and I highly recommend you subscribe to my YouTube channel to watch loads of valuable property trading for free. All of the details are available in the show notes. Until next time, invest with knowledge, invest with skill.